PeterChecks.com.
Your special report on Tom Foti, the death of Osama bin Laden. We still await an announcement from President Obama at the White House, but CBS News has confirmed from multiple sources the al-Qaeda leader who was behind the 9/11 attacks on America a decade ago has been killed. Here's CBS News national security correspondent David Martin.
It frankly comes as a surprise because for so many years people have said there was no trace of bin Laden, that he had gone absolutely silent, communicated only by courier. And somehow somebody finally got a location on bin Laden, and according to the sources that we have been talking to, he has been killed.
Apparently in a ground operation in Pakistan.
This demonstrates that there's persistence to American power, that nobody is beyond our reach, and that somebody who commits acts of terror against Americans since the mid-1990s will be gotten.
National Security Consultant Juan Zarate, CBS News Special Report, I'm Tom Foti.
And Jeff's still there, too. This is CBS News continuing coverage of about the death of Osama bin Laden. CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland, I think, is still with us. Of course, Pamela Falk is here. Now, this is a feather in the cap for the drone program. A big one, isn't it, Colonel?
Absolutely, Harley. But, you know, it's also interesting. If the Special Operations Forces conducted the mission, which is what we're hearing, on Pakistani soil, that to me is quite interesting, that we would put ground troops in even for something like this to take out Osama bin Laden, and certainly emphasize the point several of our team have made, that there must have been close cooperation between high-level folks in the Pakistani military or Pakistani intelligence to pull off a mission like this.
Well, you know, it wasn't that long ago, President Obama said that if they found out he was in Pakistan, we'd go in and get him. And a lot of people thought that was hyperbole, thought it was just politics. Evidently, he meant it.
He absolutely did. And again, this is a clear combination of that advanced technology of the drones, perhaps acquiring information either through photography or through radio intercepts or telephone intercepts, combined then with actionable intelligence and movement by special operations to conduct the mission.
All right. We understand something really interesting has developed outside the White House. Hundreds of people chanting USA, USA. Let's go to Washington, CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
Well, you know, Harley, this dramatic development comes here as we sit here and reflect and wait for the president just over 4 months before the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks that, of course, killed more than 3,000 people there at the Trade Center in New York and here in Washington at the Pentagon. I look back at so many things that have happened since then, the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. The Obama administration stepped up focus on Afghanistan, aimed in part on what has happened tonight, the killing of Osama bin Laden. And, of course, through it all, the major overhauls of the intelligence apparatus aimed at finding bin Laden and countering the threat of more terror attacks. This is just a huge, huge development, the biggest development certainly in now nearly a decade since the 9/11 attacks. And we're waiting for President Obama, who walked on the red carpet leading up to the East Room, where so much history has been made and a major chapter in this era of American history is going to unfold here shortly as the president addresses the nation late on this Sunday night here in Washington, D.C., Harley.
You know, amazing that, I mean, this is not a country where we send a bunch of government people out, we round some people up and form a jiffy, you know, demonstration. This demonstration that has erupted outside the White House of people chanting USA, USA is pure joy.
Well, it certainly is, and it, you know, reflects, you know, I think the feeling of many Americans and, in fact, people worldwide who have lived with this threat. The president now walking down that hallway, and we are about to hear from President Barack Obama on the killing of Osama bin Laden. Here's the president.
Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children. It was nearly 10 years ago that a bright September day was darkened by the worst attack on the American people in our history. The images of 9/11 are seared into our national memory. Hijacked planes cutting through a cloudless September sky, the Twin Towers collapsing to the ground, black smoke billowing up from the Pentagon, the wreckage of Flight 93 in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where the actions of heroic citizens saved even more heartbreak and destruction. And yet we know that the worst images are those that were unseen to the world. The empty seat at the dinner table, children who were forced to grow up without their mother or their father, parents who would never know the feeling of their child's embrace. Nearly 3,000 citizens taken from us, leaving a gaping hole in our hearts. On September 11th, 2001, in our time of grief, the American people came together. We offered our neighbors a hand, and we offered the wounded our blood. We reaffirmed our ties to each other and our love of community and country. On that day, no matter where we came from, what God we prayed to, or what race or ethnicity we were united as one American family. We were also united in our resolve to protect our nation and to bring those who committed this vicious attack to justice. We quickly learned that the 9/11 attacks were carried out by Al-Qaeda, an organization headed by Osama bin Laden, which had openly declared war on the United States and was committed to killing innocents in our country and around the globe. And so we went to war against Al-Qaeda to protect our citizens, our friends, and our allies. Over the last 10 years, thanks to the tireless and heroic work of our military and our counterterrorism professionals, we've made great strides in that effort. We've disrupted terrorist attacks and strengthened our homeland defense. In Afghanistan, we removed the Taliban government, which had given bin Laden and Al-Qaeda safe haven and support. And around the globe, we worked with our friends and allies to capture or kill scores of Al-Qaeda terrorists, including several who were a part of the 9/11 plot. Yet, Osama bin Laden avoided capture and escaped across the Afghan border into Pakistan. Meanwhile, Al-Qaeda continued to operate from along that border and operate through its affiliates across the world. And so shortly after taking office, I directed Leon Panetta, the director of the CIA, to make the killing or capture of bin Laden the top priority of our war against Al-Qaeda, even as we continued our broader efforts to disrupt, dismantle, and defeat his network. Then, last August, after years of painstaking work by our intelligence community, I was briefed on a possible lead to bin Laden. It was far from certain, and it took many months to run this thread to ground. I met repeatedly with my national security team as we developed more information about the possibility that we had located bin Laden hiding within a compound deep inside Pakistan. And finally, last week, I determined that we had enough intelligence to take action and authorized an operation to get Osama bin Laden and bring him to justice. Today, at my direction, the United States launched a targeted operation against that compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan. A small team of Americans carried out the operation with extraordinary courage and capability. No Americans were harmed. They took care to avoid civilian casualties. After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body. For over two decades, bin Laden has been Al-Qaeda's leader and symbol, and has continued to plot attacks against our country and our friends and allies. The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat Al-Qaeda. Yet his death does not mark the end of our effort. There's no doubt that Al-Qaeda will continue to pursue attacks against us. We must, and we will, remain vigilant at home and abroad. As we do, we must also reaffirm that the United States is not and never will be at war with Islam. I've made clear, just as President Bush did shortly after 9/11, that our war is not against Islam. Bin Laden was not a Muslim leader. He was a mass murderer of Muslims. Indeed, Al-Qaeda has slaughtered scores of Muslims in many countries, including our own. So his demise should be welcomed by all who believe in peace and human dignity. Over the years, I've repeatedly made clear that we would take action within Pakistan if we knew where bin Laden was. That is what we've done. But it's important to note that our counterterrorism cooperation with Pakistan helped lead us to bin Laden and the compound where he was hiding. Indeed, bin Laden had declared war against Pakistan as well and ordered attacks against the Pakistani people. Tonight, I called President Zardari, and my team has also spoken with their Pakistani counterparts. They agree that this is a good and historic day for both of our nations. And going forward, it is essential that Pakistan continue to join us in the fight against Al-Qaeda and its affiliates. The American people did not choose this fight. It came to our shores and started with the senseless slaughter of our citizens. After nearly 10 years of service, struggle, and sacrifice, we know well the costs of war. These efforts weigh on me every time I, as Commander-in-Chief, have to sign a letter to a family that has lost a loved one, or look into the eyes of a service member who's been gravely wounded. So Americans understand the costs of war. Yet, as a country, we will never tolerate our security being threatened, nor stand idly by when our people have been killed. We will be relentless in defense of our citizens and our friends and allies. We will be true to the values that make us who we are. And on nights like this one, we can say to those families who have lost loved ones to Al-Qaeda's terror, justice has been done. Tonight, we give thanks to the countless intelligence and counterterrorism professionals who've worked tirelessly to achieve this outcome. The American people do not see their work nor know their names, but tonight they feel the satisfaction of their work and the result of their pursuit of justice. We give thanks for the men who carried out this operation, for they exemplify the professionalism, patriotism, and unparalleled courage of those who serve our country. And they are part of a generation that has borne the heaviest share of the burden since that September day. Finally, let me say to the families who lost loved ones on 9/11 that we have never forgotten your loss, nor wavered in our commitment to see that we do whatever it takes to prevent another attack on our shores. And tonight, let us think back to the sense of unity that prevailed on 9/11. I know that it has at times frayed, yet today's achievement is a testament to the greatness of our country and the determination of the American people. The cause of securing our country is not complete, but tonight we are once again reminded that America can do whatever we set our mind to. That is the story of our history. Whether it's the pursuit of prosperity for our people or the struggle for equality for all our citizens, our commitment to stand up for our values abroad, and our sacrifices to make the world a safer place. Let us remember that we can do these things not just because of wealth or power, but because of who we are. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. May God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.
That was President Obama, of course, talking about the death, the killing of Osama bin Laden. I was struck, Peter Mayer at the White House, or at our White House correspondent there in Washington, by the lack of politics that he brought to this. This was one of the most direct, I think, simple in a way, and heartfelt speeches we've heard in a while.
Well, I think four words sum up the president's message. He said, quote, justice has been done. Justice has been done, especially for the families of the victims of the 9/11 attacks, as the president put it. Justice has been done for the United States. Justice has been done for its allies in the war on terrorism. Let's face it, killing Osama bin Laden is the single most important act against this anti-terror network that has been in U.S. sights for so very long. The most wanted man in the world, the spiritual leader of the anti-U.S. terror cause, is dead.
He remembered the history. He remembered the common pain that this country suffered the unity of the country, and he asked us all to come back together.
Well, obviously he wants to summon that sentiment once again, Harley. That was one of the threads that ran throughout the president's statement here late on this Sunday night here in Washington, D.C. Once again, he said that the U.S., as President Bush before him said, he is not in a war against Islam. He said that Osama bin Laden was not a Muslim leader, and the president said that his demise should be welcomed by all who believe in peace and human dignity, no matter how they worship.
Yeah, he called him a mass murderer of Muslims. He also said that in Pakistan, that the officials there have declared that this is a good and historic day. And that he, of course, needs them to continue to help us in this fight against not just Al-Qaeda, but against terrorism, wherever it may be.
And I think it's also a signal to other countries, not just Pakistan, but to elements in Afghanistan, especially those in the areas that border Pakistan, where these elements are still hiding. And also to the very disorganized situation in Yemen and in Syria and in other countries that have harbored terrorists. Once again, this sends a very loud and clear message that when the U.S. has actionable intelligence, it's going to act on it as it did today.
All right. National Defense Correspondent for CBS News, Cammie McCormick, has been in the war zones over there in that region. And Cammie joins us now. Cammie, the big night.
Yeah, it is. And I think really what's key here in terms of the relationship with Pakistan and where Osama bin Laden was located, in traveling to Afghanistan and talking to Afghans, they always said to me, you know, if you're looking for Osama bin Laden, he's across the border. I think this was probably the worst kept secret on earth. Everyone suspected for so many years that that's where Osama bin Laden was hiding. This really, really difficult relationship that the U.S. has with Pakistan. You understand a little bit more now why the U.S. continues to work on this relationship, because that is indeed where Osama bin Laden and many al-Qaeda fighters are believed to be hiding. And in fact, the president said that this was a historic day for both the nations, and he credited Pakistan with helping locate bin Laden in this compound, even though relations between the U.S. and Pakistan are really at an all-time low right now. It indicates that the two countries are still working together on these top issues to both countries.
The town that he mentioned, Abbottabad in Pakistan, do we know much about that town?
Honestly, I don't know much about that town. We had understood that Osama bin Laden was killed in a mansion in a compound outside of Islamabad. That would be key because Islamabad is like the Washington, D.C. of Pakistan. It is an area of a lot of diplomatic compounds, of embassies. It is a lot of expatriates live there, a lot of people from all over the world. If he were to be close to the capital, that would certainly be curious as to how he would get so close to the actual government of Pakistan to still avoid detection. But I think that also may answer the question as to why it was not a drone strike that took Osama bin Laden out, but as the president said, an attack carried out by including Americans after a firefight. So it'll be interesting to see the details that come out in the days ahead.
Well, if he's in a mansion outside Islamabad, then he has some high-level protection. I mean, clearly.
Yeah, I think that's always been the suspicion all along.
Well, we're about 30 seconds away from another recap, and I want to say that we're joined here, and Mike Lyons will talk to you in just a minute. Mike Lyons, CBS News military consultant, of course, an Army major retired, joins us now, and so we've got plenty of military here to help us out. Jeff McCausland's also on the line. Again, if you've just joined us, Osama bin Laden is dead, and let's get another recap now on the very latest.
CBS News special report, the death of Osama bin Laden. I'm Howard Ehrenstein in Washington. The hunt for Osama bin Laden is finally over. President Obama says he's dead.
I can report to the American people and to the world. The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children.
Mr. Obama moments ago made the announcement late on this Sunday night at the White House in a nationally broadcast address. He said he had directed the CIA to make bin Laden's capture or killing a top priority. He said he authorized the operation last week against a compound in Pakistan where bin Laden had been located. He said it was carried out today by a small special forces team with no Americans harmed.
At my direction, the United States launched a targeted operation against that compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan. A small team of Americans carried out the operation with extraordinary courage and capability. No Americans were harmed. They took care to avoid civilian casualties. After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body.
Mr. Obama says this is a good and historic day for both the United States and Pakistan.
We can say to those families who have lost loved ones to Al-Qaeda's terror, justice has been done.
But law enforcement correspondent Bob Orr says it may be premature to declare the death of Al-Qaeda and that the danger of terrorism is over.
That leaves Ayman Zawahiri, the number two at core Al-Qaeda, as a top target. But there's also a big target or two in Yemen. We talk about Anwar al-Awlaki, who has an emerging profile in the radical Islamic world, and also the bomb builder there, a fellow named al-Asiri. So there are other big Al-Qaeda targets that we need to take down before we can really have a victory dance here.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Howard Ehrenstein.
Continuing coverage now about the death of Osama bin Laden brings us to mind the day. I mean, right after, September 11th, 2001, when we began to hear from another president, George W. Bush, whose dedication and determination was electrifying to this nation. And we did, in fact, as a nation, come together. Peter Mayer, there in Washington, our CBS News White House correspondent, we've heard from the president.
Well, that's right. I've just received an email from the office of former President Bush in Texas. Quoting from that, Harley, earlier this evening, President Obama called to inform me, meaning Mr. Bush, that American forces killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of the Al-Qaeda network that attacked America on September 11, 2001. Mr. Bush continues, I congratulated him and the men and women of our military and intelligence communities who devoted their lives to this mission. They have our everlasting gratitude. Mr. Bush says this momentous achievement marks a victory for America, for people who seek peace around the world, and for all those who lost loved ones on September 11, 2001. He concludes, the fight against terror goes on, but tonight America has sent an unmistakable message. No matter how long it takes, justice will be done. That statement from former President Bush, and as President Obama said tonight, justice has been done.
I bet that was a fun conversation in a way. I mean, it was a serious conversation, but it had to be such a relief.
It had to be very gratifying for George W. Bush, who doggedly pursued Osama bin Laden and so many times publicly mentioned bin Laden. Some critics said that, he overstated bin Laden. But, of course, that was his call during that time, and it was a different time and a different moment for the United States. But again, President Obama called former President Bush tonight, and I'll bet you that it was one of the very first calls that he made when he was able to confirm the death of Osama bin Laden.
We are joined now by someone I would imagine has to be near tears. Patty Casaza joins us on the phone. Patty, you lost your husband at Cantor Fitzgerald World Trade Center.
Yes.
Your thoughts?
I wouldn't say that I'm near tears. We were informed quite a while ago through CIA agents that, you know, they reported this in the news as well, that Osama bin Laden was killed in December of 2001 in the hills of Tora Bora. So now, if our government is saying he was killed tonight and definitively, I would hope that we would have evidence to that effect.
Well, Patty, I mean, I don't know if you heard the president, but he said that they had the body, that they killed him and they took possession of the body.
Okay. I do have to go back to the early years, in that the FBI has never charged bin Laden with 9/11. Now, I'm not saying that he has not killed, and he might have been the perpetrator of 9/11 as far as being the leader, but we have not seen definitively the evidence of that. And that bothers me to to, you know, I am not a person who says kill them all dead because, you know, they're from a foreign land. They don't look like us. They don't speak like us.
Do you feel good about the fact that he's gone?
If he's, in fact, the person who was responsible for these killings, sure. Absolutely.
All right. Patty Cazaza, thank you so much for joining us. She lost her husband at Cantor Fitzgerald World Trade Center. That day, so many people, a couple thousand people died there at the Trade Center. Mike Lyons joins us now, CBS News military consultant, retired Army major. You were in the first Gulf War. Mm-hmm. You've been closer to the front lines than anybody really wants to be. Your thoughts tonight?
I think these are the times when in the military you pause and you're very grateful and thankful for the mission you've done and for all the soldiers that were out in the front lines and put their lives at risk to kill and capture this individual who's been at the forefront of most people's minds for the last 10 years. But it's only temporary, and I think that you'll think about it for a little bit of time, but you'll know you'll have to get up tomorrow and likely be more vigilant. If you're in a soldier in Afghanistan tomorrow, you're going to have to be more vigilant. A soldier in Iraq will have to be more vigilant and make sure that they're watching, because this is the time when this enemy can counterattack if you think about the tactics. But as an American, it's also the times when, you know, you go to the baseball game tomorrow and when they play the Star Spangled Banner, you'll sing it loud and you'll be very proud. So it's the kind of mission that the military is very proud of being able to re-engineer itself over the last 10 years to get to a point where I think you'll see a lot more momentum with regard to counterinsurgency, counterterrorism, and our capability and ability to fight this kind of war.
You know, people who have been listening these last few minutes have to have a little, you know, tickle in the back of their mind hearing the skepticism that the Patty Cazaza brought immediately, because she said, you know, they told us this once before, and she almost, it's like, you know, let me see it.
Yeah.
You know, before she would really want to. Is there any reason to think that we've been duped in any way?
I don't think so. I think, and we have the proof, the president, you know, has obviously gotten up there and said that. You know, the military had focused so much on the southern part of Afghanistan and Pakistan, and that border region, and that's where we were told he was hiding in the mountains, and we had put so much energy towards that. So it's somewhat ironic that he's been in this mansion. He's been in a place, you know, almost, you know, in an open area, an open spot, where from a military perspective makes it a little more difficult, I guess, to go in and do this kind of mission. But again, it's great that we got the intelligence, and we're sharing that intelligence with Pakistan, sharing the credit right now. I think that's going to go a long way.
I've sort of always enjoyed the idea that he might have been hunkered down in some empty cave somewhere getting stone bruises on a regular basis, you know.
Yeah, no.
Pam, there's no question about it, though. The president doesn't stand up and say it unless it's true.
Yeah, I think we have pretty good evidence at this point that the president has the data on this. And it is also very good for U.S.-Pakistani relations. They've been very tense in the past few months, mainly because there have been civilian casualties related to the drone searches and attacks. And U.N.-Pakistani ambassador was very clear, Abdullah Hussein Haroon, when he spoke to CBS, that it is important to emphasize that kind of cooperation. We're not only helpful in guiding the United States to them, him, but let them in. And that was when the United States was able to really pin it down. So it certainly looks like we have the evidence now.
Nothing happens in a vacuum.
Nothing happens in a vacuum. And I think it's very important. He kept saying, we need more aid, we need more help to continue to do this. And I think the point on the continuation of al-Qaeda is very important, that this doesn't stop it. It just cuts off the head.
All right. Osama bin Laden is dead. This has been confirmed by a great number of sources now. And the president himself has said that not only was he killed by Americans, but they've taken possession of the body. We're going to take a break for just a moment for the top of the hour newscast, and we'll be back.
CBS News, I'm Tom Foti. The mastermind of 9/11, America's most wanted by far, is dead.
Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of al-Qaeda.
President Obama, in a very unusual Sunday night statement at the White House a short time ago, saying justice has been done in a ground operation in Pakistan, where bin Laden's location was finally pinpointed.
Today, at my direction, the United States launched a targeted operation against that compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan. A small team of Americans carried out the operation with extraordinary courage and capability.
This, of course, brings back memories of that early September day, just a little less than a decade ago.
We are now looking at flames shooting out of the north side of number one World Trade Center.
When Beth Weinstein's fireman brother was killed.
The moment I heard, I began crying. There was this sense of relief and elation.
Tonight, outside the White House.
Yes!
After 10 years, he's dead, and that's a great thing. Like, it's a great thing for America and the rest of the world.
What is the meaning of the successful search for Osama bin Laden?
This is probably the most significant moment in the war on terror.
CBS News Chief Foreign Affairs Correspondent Lara Logan.
There's no question in people who are familiar with how this kind of thing is done that human intelligence played an absolutely vital role. And that is absolutely huge because that's the one thing that everybody said we're not very good at. That's the one thing that people say, oh, the CIA doesn't have any good sources. You know, even the Defense Department, the military intelligence, they don't have any good sources on the ground. This seems to indicate that that is not the case.
Nick Young now taking a look back on the man this country hunted for a decade and finally found.
Osama bin Laden did not have the background normally associated with terrorists.
He was the son of one of the wealthiest families in the world.
That bin Laden walked away from a life of leisure to fight for Islam was among the reasons poor Muslims loved him, says CBS News Afghanistan expert Jerry Van Dyke. Additionally,
there is a longing throughout the Muslim world to go back to the time when Muhammad created what was then seen as a perfect society. Osama bin Laden preached this type of goal.
Then came 9/11, followed by other terrorists who caused blood to flow around the world. Bin Laden began to lose popular support as it became clear.
With all the people that Al-Qaeda killed, they certainly did not practice what they preached.
Nick Young, CBS News.
There are no active threats detected, but the FBI is preparing a bulletin to law enforcement agencies in response to the killing of Osama bin Laden. And we learn that former President George W. Bush has offered his congratulations to President Obama. This is CBS News.
And let's talk about that a little bit. This is Harley Carnes in New York, joined by Colonel Jeff McCausland and by Major Mike Lyons, both former Army and both CBS News military analysts. The last thing that we heard right then was that the FBI is preparing a bulletin to law enforcement agencies in response to the killing of Osama bin Laden, that no active threats have been detected, but of course there's an abundance of caution out there. I would imagine there's a lot more than that, than just an abundance of caution. Let's start with you, Colonel McCausland. What do you think, and what is the FBI up to right now?
Well, I'm certain they're right now, they're monitoring the terrorist networks and they're listening out there to hear if we hear that kind of discussion and the picking up of more and more, if you will, background talk that might indicate some kind of an operation being planned. I'm sure there's increased security at all U.S. military installations in the United States and abroad, as well as federal installations, because certainly there might be a revenge attack. And we've seen a number of the attacks lately really are self-appointed individual terrorists, like the Times Square bomber or some of the attacks on some of the recruiting stations in Arkansas and elsewhere. Those are the kind of attacks I think we might be worried about in the immediate aftermath. Some individual's effort to do a revenge attack, a spectacular type of attack, particularly against the U.S. military, in response to this very welcome news about the death of Osama bin Laden.
Okay, Major Lyons, it's not just, of course, the FBI, but local police and and military police are ratcheting things up at U.S. military bases all around the world.
Yeah, sure. This is a first responder type operation that'll take place tomorrow. I mean, individuals that have put in these plans together since 9/11 now will be looking at them closely, hopefully not dusting them off, but hopefully just implementing some of the things to make sure that their increased readiness, they're leaning much more forward in the foxhole. I know from a cyber perspective, for example, we've built up this cybersecurity network that's allowed us greater access to how terrorists are communicating. They communicate more through forums and not necessarily through Twitter and those kinds of devices. So, you know, you'll see a much greater emphasis and focus and eavesdropping in those places and into those kind of chat rooms right now to make sure. But you combine both the cyber threat that's out there and the first responders, you'll see, you know, everybody much more focused tomorrow morning.
Senator John McCain, of course, Republican from Arizona, released a statement, and I'll read it to you. It says, "I'm overjoyed that we finally got the world's top terrorists. The world is a better and more just place now that Osama bin Laden is no longer in it. I hope the families of the victims of the September 11th attacks will sleep easier tonight and every night hence, knowing that justice has been done." Echoing, of course, the president's statement there. He said, "I commend the president and his team, as well as our men and women in uniform and our intelligence professionals, for this superb achievement. But while we take heart in the news that Osama bin Laden is dead, we must be mindful that Al-Qaeda and its terrorist allies are still lethal and determined enemies, and we must remain vigilant to defeat them." Pamela Falk, our CBS News foreign affairs analyst, is here. Truer words haven't been spoken anytime recently, have they?
No, absolutely. And we heard a very similar statement by the chairperson, Eliana Ross-Lehtinen, of the Foreign Affairs Committee of the House, saying that those violent extremists who seek to do our nation harm, we struggle with the enemies of freedom, and that continues. And that's really the issue here. Part of what the international community is now going to look to do is try to bring some ability to bring together all of the restrictions on terrorist finance. And that's, I think, where the UN is going to go, because Pakistan has been at the lead of trying to coordinate intelligence agencies with, of course, the United States at the helm.
Cammie McCormick is, I think, still with us. Cammie, you're there, right?
Yes.
As national defense correspondent, and one of the things that that you look at is this whole homeland security apparatus that's out there. They've got to be swinging into action in an important way, expecting, not thinking it might happen, but expecting that there will be attacks on American interests in a number of places, perhaps.
Yeah, and we're hearing that U.S. diplomatic posts around the world are on high alert, and the FBI, we are expecting something from shortly. But we are hearing that there's nothing to suggest a plot is in the works, but obviously the U.S. is preparing for that. And the president was very careful in his speech to say that the U.S. is not in a war against Islam. This was perhaps sort of an offensive by the president to sort of subdue anything that might be coming. We just heard yesterday from the Taliban in Afghanistan that it was beginning its spring offensive. So already we're seeing signs of a ratcheting up of what may be attacks against U.S. forces in Afghanistan. We may see other actions elsewhere. And we also need to keep our eye on what's happening in Yemen. That is obviously a key fight against Al-Qaeda there. And even though you may have taken out the top man, being Osama bin Laden, the sort of figurehead of Al-Qaeda, there is still a lot of work to be done by the U.S. in regards to sort of taking off the head of the snake, as so many administration officials and others have called it, in dealing with Al-Qaeda and the terror attacks and so forth and the various attacks that they may be planning.
CBS News Chief White House Correspondent Chip Reed is joining us now. Chip, mighty, mighty big night.
It is a very big night. I hesitate to use words like elation because obviously the White House understands that this is the beginning really of a next phase, but certainly there is a sense of satisfaction that they have accomplished one of the chief aims of the entire mission in this post 9/11 world, which is to capture or kill Osama bin Laden. And certainly there had been times when some administration officials had expressed some concern with the idea of capturing him, because that would turn the situation into something that would be ongoing, perhaps a trial, and that was something they certainly didn't want to deal with. So this is the way they wanted to see it end. I thought the most interesting thing here was that this is a mission, a specific mission that has been going on since last August, when the president said they first got a possible lead on Osama bin Laden's location. He met repeatedly with his national security team on it, and it was just last week when he finally authorized an operation with a small team of U.S. military, a small U.S. military team, a very targeted operation on a specific location. They went to Abbottabad in Pakistan, engaged in a firefight today, and killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body. So certainly a day to remember in the war against terror, and it is something that former President George W. Bush and then President Obama talked about repeatedly, the need to capture or kill Osama bin Laden, and it has now been accomplished.
Tim, do we have anything yet there at the White House about, and I know this is maybe a little bit from left field, about what the government may do with the body? It's important that we have it because it's proof.
That's right.
But on the other hand, you know, Islam says bury him the next day, and
right,
we're already late for that. I mean, that's not going to happen.
We do not know yet what the plans are, and certainly that is something that could stir up more agitation in various places around the world, what happens there. But, you know, there have been questions all along through this. You know, isn't it dangerous to kill somebody like Osama bin Laden? Don't you run the risk of creating even more chaos as people treat him as a martyr? But the position of this administration and the former administration has been that you don't back off in the war on terror, and certainly on somebody against Osama bin Laden, because you're worried about retaliation.
No, I would argue that
you go and you do it. You do what you've got to do.
Vastly more dangerous alive than dead.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
Mike Lyons is here with us. What do you think? There was any doubt about this, was there?
No, there really wasn't. And Holly, let's try to get your head around the 10 years it's taken to do this. And think about, like, the last mission that we got from a president on a 10-year journey like this has been President Kennedy, when he said, let's go to the moon before the end of the decade. That was about 10 years. And so we think about it, maybe it took 10 years to build the system, build the infrastructure, change the military, change the way we think and go to war, in order to get to this moment, and literally the 1 million things on the task list in order to get to this spot, and the blood that's been shed and the treasure that's been spent to do this, and that's what I'm trying to get my head around right now in terms of just the magnitude of now the network that's been built in order to have this event happen, similar to what it took to put man on the moon in 1969.
We have Chip for another couple of minutes, and I want to go back to something that you said, Chip, and that we want to keep, or that at least the people at the White House want to keep sort of a measured reaction to this. They don't want to show elation, and yet outside the White House there are hundreds of people who are chanting.
Yeah, in fact, Jeff Goldman, CBS producer, was out there, and he says the number is more like 2,500 people out there. They're chanting USA, USA. They're doing that old football chant of na-na-na-na, na-na-na-na, hey-hey, goodbye, and they're also singing the Star-Spangled Banner. So if this is any indication of what's going on around the nation, there is a sense of elation over this, even 10 years later. I want to follow up on what you were talking about a minute ago. One thing that amazes me about this is that it took so long. Now, certainly, we look back in retrospect, and obviously it was extraordinarily difficult because he had this ring of people, these concentric rings of people around him, protecting him, who had no interest in turning him in and had every interest in keeping him safe. But I went to Afghanistan not long after 9/11, and I remember them telling me, take a sleeping bag that's good for 0 degree temperatures because you're going to be up in the Tora Bora Mountains where the U.S. military expects to capture Osama bin Laden. Well, it didn't happen then, and he escaped, and it's been a long haul since then. And this mission, this particular mission, has been, they've been looking into this. The initial lead came about 8 or 9 weeks ago, and so it really has been something they've been focused on, and it is amazing how the government can keep a secret when it's this important to keep.
Yeah, well, it is proof that I guess they can actually do that.
Exactly.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is that, you know, a lot of people in New York, and I mean, we've been here such a long time, know that if you shoot a cop, the cops are going to get you, and they're going to do it pretty doggone quick.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Usually within hours, a day or two, it's over.
They will never give up.
And so we sit around going, well, if the cops can do that in New York, Chicago, L.A., Atlanta, wherever it may be, why in the world can this whole country not find Osama bin Laden in 10 years' time? And the answer is, he had a heck of an organization.
Yeah, he really did. I mean, the people on the ground, again, these concentric circles who surrounded him and were loyal to him, and it is going to be fascinating to find out how this finally broke. But I think the president certainly gave a big clue when he said that cooperation with Pakistan helped lead us to bin Laden. So I think at some point, finally, somebody at a high level in Pakistan said, enough already, let's just go do the job.
All right, Chip Reed, White House correspondent, our chief White House correspondent for CBS News. Oh, thank you for being with us so very, very much. Pamela Falk, you look like you are on the edge of your seat there.
Yes, there was a lot of talk at the UN during the past 5 and 6 years that there was not only a large organization of al-Qaeda, but a lot of protectors. And that was part of the embarrassment at the United Nations. Why isn't someone turning him in? Someone must have seen him. And that was what the Pakistani UN ambassador addressed when he spoke with UN with CBS last year. And he said, you know, we agree. Someone knows where he is. And he had that conversation with Secretary of State Clinton. So I think the bottom line is there was obviously much more cooperation with U.S. intelligence and with the White House by Pakistani authorities and Pakistani intelligence, which has been much maligned for having elements in it that might have been hiding him, Osama bin Laden, that is. And they clearly opened up to the White House to enable the White House to get this mission done.
Now, the mission is kind of where I want to take it next with Colonel McCausland and with Major Lyons. And to toot the horn for these two guys who won't toot it for themselves just for a moment, these are War College guys. These are strategic thinkers. So let me start, because he outranks you, Major, with Colonel McCausland. What does it take to put a mission like this together, and what kind of steps happen along the way for this to come to a successful conclusion over the weeks that it has taken since it began to get hot?
Well, this takes an awful lot of preparation, because you want to make sure you've got that actionable intelligence that you can move forward rapidly. And, of course, that, as we said, has, I think, bespeaks close cooperation between the U.S. military special operations forces and elements, at least, of the Pakistani military and intelligence. You know, some have said, why not take him out with a drone attack? But, you know, the drone attack is not going to be surgical. Higher possibility of collateral damage to kill civilians, and inconclusive, because you don't really know at the end of the day in that pile of rubble who is actually in there without actually going in and finding out. Sending in the special operations people, more surgical, less chance for collateral damage, but a high risk. What happens if it goes bad? And we've seen those things happen before, such as the Iranian hostage rescue operation, where people were killed on the ground or perhaps somebody being captured. But you are much more conclusive about knowing what was going to happen and doing it in a very, very precise fashion. Obviously, the forces that did this, I think, have probably been training for this particular mission for probably weeks and months, based on what the president said that we had knowledge back in August, doing rehearsals to ensure that this was coordinated down to the finest detail when it, in fact, was executed.
Airchecks.com.